yes, yes, the song says I can make it. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I can make it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Yes, we can make it. All right now. God bless you so much. Thank you for joining me. Purpose for Godliness. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be back. I'm a little tired of my body, but I'm so excited to be back today. Thank you for joining me. Purpose for Godliness. I'm here every weekend at 8 a.m. Sharing the Word of God, sharing what He has placed on my heart, and hopefully, prayerfully, the words that He has given me to share with you will uplift you and motivate you and inspire you and let you know that God has a purpose for all of us. We are not mistakes. We are not happenstance. He didn't just place us here and leave us. I mean, God has a purpose for us. So thank you so much again for joining me, Minister Daphne Smith. I'm your host every weekend at 8 a.m. Amen. Purposed for Godliness. God is a good God, and He is so worthy to be praised. Yes, He is. Call in number 347-989-0144, or you can get in the chat room, and it's blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Smith. You get in the chat room and let me know your comments, your prayer requests, your issues, your concerns. You can email me at purposedforgodliness@gmail.com. You can find me on social media. I'm trying to do better with some of them, but Facebook, I'm there. Instagram, Pinterest, I'm on LinkedIn. All of these avenues, you can find me and leave me your questions, your comments, your issues, your concerns, your prayer requests, even suggestions for topics for the show. Amen. And I will do my best to get back to you. All righty. Let me do this. I feel like I need to do announcements first. Please mark on. There's a lot of things happening because it's summertime and a lot of things are going on. Please mark on your calendar August 17th, 18th, and 19th for our church, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center, and Virtuous Women Mighty Men of Valor Fellowship Conference. Unity Conference. It's the Unity Conference. Unity Conference, August 17th through the 19th at the Hilton Garden, 1809 West Rancho Vista Boulevard in the city of Palmdale, California. Morning sessions start at 10 a.m. Evening services at 7 p.m. Listen, we are going to have a wonderful, awesome, powerful, magnificent time in the Lord. Special guest, Pastor Jamie Jones, Pastor Rod Sutton, Pastor Bill Jenkins, Prophet Robert Booker. We're me and my pastor, Minister Daphne Smith, and my pastor, Pastor Melvin Smith. Listen, we're just going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. Love on purpose. We're just going to have an awesome, wonderful time in the Lord. So I want you to come out and be with us. There is a registration of $60. That's for the whole conference, including the prayer breakfast, and you are going to get goodies too. So listen, we're not going to just take and not give. We are giving. So registration for the conference is $60, whole conference and the breakfast. Also, if you just want to go to the conference, it's $40. If you just want to go to the prayer breakfast, if you want to go to the conference, $40. You want to go to the prayer breakfast, it's a $20 donation. And we are also looking for vendors. If you would like to be a vendor, inbox me on Facebook, email me at purposedforgodliness@gmail.com. All the information for the conference is on our Facebook event page, And also, let me check and see if we have the link up to. Yes, I will put the link up. I didn't put the link up. So I will put the link up on the show page so you can get all the information and to know what's going on in our conference, for our conference. All right? All right. Again, thank you. It's Friday morning. Oh, my goodness. So many things happening. Oh, let me not forget. It's our food outreach is tomorrow at 12 noon at Kersen Park in the city of Palmdale, California. Please come out and be with us and help us. We need volunteers. We're going to be giving out food and clothes and information about our church and praying for the people. Listen, we have such a wonderful time just fellowshipping with the people of God. Amen. We have a wonderful time fellowshipping at the park. And so we'll be there. I'm going to have my hat on and my sunscreen and all of that. But come on out. Be with us. We are expecting great things in the Lord, even in our outreach at Kersen Park, 10th Street East, I think. And I think it's Q12. It's right across the street from the Palmdale Theater. You will see the park right across the street. We'll be there ministering to God's people. That's at 12 noon. So if you want more information about that, you can also inbox me on Facebook, and I will give you the information for that. And I will make sure that I put the information on my page, on my Facebook page, so you can get the information about that too. All right. Amen. Amen. Listen, it's a couple of songs that I just play because I just think they just minister to us. And I just like this particular song, I Got Out, because, you know, the Clark sisters, no, that wasn't the Clark sisters, I think it's Pace sisters, used to sing a song, "The Devil Thought He Had Me, But I Got Away." And that's for all of us. I mean, once we are in Christ, the devil thought he had us, and if he knew what crucifying Jesus would have brought to this world, to this world, to the people, I don't think he would have done it. That's just my imagination. He did not know, you know, because persecution helped spread the gospel. I know we help me, Holy Ghost. I know we think, you know, it's Facebook, it's this, it's that, it's social media and all of that. But the gospel was not spread through social media. They didn't have it. They didn't have any of those things. They had word of mouth. The gospel was spread by persecution. When the saints were persecuted, they hit streets running, telling the people about the love of Jesus. So I'm just going to play this song. Hopefully it is an encouragement to you. And I'll be right back. Purpose for Godliness. We're here on Friday morning, 347-989-0144.
I've been through the fire, but I got out. Yeah. Ooh, I've been through the fire, but I got out. No matter what you're going through, he's gonna make a way for you. Soon you're gonna say, I got out. Right here. Come on.
God is doing it right now. God is doing it right now. He is bringing his people, taking his people out of bondage. You have to believe that whatever you're going through, God is able to bring you out. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. So believe it, believe it, believe it. God is bringing you out. All right. For tomorrow, food outreach is at Kirsten Park. The address is 38226 10th Street East in Palmdale. We are always asking for donations, non-perishable items, dry goods, canned goods, clothes, care packages. You can email me at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com or inbox me on Facebook. It is every third Saturday at noon. Amen. At noon. So come on out, lend a hand as we take it to the streets tomorrow morning. Amen. Make sure you have your hat and your sunscreen and all of that, because it's going to be hot out here in Palmdale, California. Oh my goodness. I know I'm talking. The other week it was 110. I said to myself, okay, what have I got myself into? It is extremely hot out here. But let me tell you, I'd rather brave this. Ah, my goodness. Okay, now then, the lake of fire. Amen. Amen. Whatever God has for me is for me. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful to God for his goodness and for his mercy and for his grace. Amen. Amen. I want to share something with you. I'm going to have some more information and some announcements for you. I don't want to do it off the top of my head because I'm afraid I'm going to get it messed up. But there are a couple of things that are happening next weekend. Food outreach and backpack giveaway and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully I'll have the information on my page. And please, you know, anyone that needs, all of us need food. I'm telling you, all of us need food. I'm just going to give a shout out to my children. They don't like, you know, they're older now. So a lot of things they said when they were young were just, you know, off the top of their head. And, you know, I've stood in the line and I still do. I just, you know, outreach is outreach and food is, you know, it's food. And we were a little short of funds and things back in the day. And I'd be in the line, you know, getting food, and my poor children, they were just, oh my goodness, just had to pray for them. They were so embarrassed. And so we get this back in the day. We got this big chunk of cheese and powdered milk, and y'all know the cheese that didn't melt, and that powdered milk and that butter. Oh, that was the best butter. Anyway, and so my son, they had lunch tickets and all that stuff. And so my son one day said to me, I don't want to eat this government food no more. And I'm, you know, didn't know what to say, praying while he's talking and fussing and going through all these changes. So, you know, thank God for wisdom. I told him, I said, well, you need to stop eating altogether, because everything you eat has a, you know, back in the day, they had, I don't know if they do or not, I'm going to check, USDA stamp and government approved and all of that stuff. So, listen, we all need a hand out, however you want to hand up or whatever. We need help. We all need help. We all need help. Those of us that need help, we need help. And those of us that can give help, give help. Because regardless if you give it or you're taking it or however, it's always reciprocal. Those that are taking help right now, being assisted, one day you'll be in a position to give help. And those of us that are giving help, one day we might be in, you know, we're going to all be in a position where we're going to need help. So I don't know why I'm saying this. Don't let your pride say to you, I don't need it. You may need it. And if you don't need it, you know someone that does. Amen. Amen. So I know the Lord says he'll make us lenders and not borrowers. I believe all of that. All of that. I believe all of that. And while we're lending and all of those things, just remember what the seed that we sow, the seed that we sow, is the seed that we sow. It's the seed that we sow. Even if it's one can of soup, the seed that you sow may be a bag of groceries for you one day. So it's the seed that you sow. All right. I said all that. Praise God. Get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. I have notes and stuff, and I'm looking for my notes. But get your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. And I'm going to read out the King James Version of the Bible. And I was looking for my Message Bible. I think I can click on it right quick while I'm here with you all. So get your Bibles, 2 Corinthians 3 and 18, and I am going to read it out of the King James Bible. Amen. And it reads, praise God, 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. We'll start, yes, 3 and 18. It says, but we all, with open face, beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, I preached this on Sunday, and I told the people at church, you know, sometimes we stop in the middle of Scripture, you know, and we read in the middle of Scripture. But when you read all of what we call chapter 3 in 2 Corinthians, it's talking about the children of Israel. It's talking about Moses going up to the mountain, and it's talking about the children of Israel and how he, I'm paraphrasing it, how he went to the mountain, spoke with God face to face, and came down, and his face was all shiny, lit up, transformed. And he put a veil on his face because the glory of the Lord began to wane or began to go away. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians that the third chapter is that right now when they Israel, the Jews, when they hear Old Testament scripture, the law, the veil is still over their face because they are still looking for the coming of the Messiah. And the veil is still over their face. But I love this scripture. I like it. I love it. I love the word of God. And the Lord brought me to this scripture when we're talking about next level, and he gave me the theme for next level. And it says, seeing then, verse 12 says, seeing then that we have this hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded. Come on now. For until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Done away. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. I love that. It says, when it shall turn. What is the it? Their hearts. And it is the same for us. When our hearts turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And I'm reading this scripture, and now the rest of, you know, the Second Corinthians makes sense to me since I've been reading this scripture, because I'm skipping around. I'm sorry. And when it goes to chapter 4 and verse 3, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So now I understand. It's the veil. It's the veil. But when it turns, when our hearts turn, when our hearts answers the call, of God. The veil is taken away. Okay, so I'm back to 2 Corinthians 3:17, and it says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And you know, we used to quote that scripture. We used to hear that scripture quoted a lot in church. We'd just go up, folks would be shouting, screaming, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Ah, but it's more than a shout and a scream. I'm telling you now, it's more than a shout and a scream and a holler. Yes, it is. It's more than that. It means, let me just read this definition for you. It means the freedom, the freedom to move about. Okay, the freedom to move about. I was, y'all know me, if you've been listening to me for a little while, you know me. I have little stories that goes along with the things God gives me. In the house, just walking through the house, I don't know where the thought, I know the thought came from the Lord, now I really do. But I was like, why am I hearing this? You know, and I heard you are free to move about the cabin. Okay, well, I'm, you know, liberty, freedom to move about. But just make sure there is no turbulence, you know, because we in, you know, if you ever been on the airplane, they make you strap in. And the plane has to get to a certain height before you can take off your seatbelt. Or there's no turbulence, and they say you're free to move about. But even in, on the airplane, you're free to move about the cabin, but you can't open a door 37,000 feet in the air. You can't go to the cockpit and mess with the pilot. You can't even mess with the stewardess. Now, since 9/11, it's a whole lot of things we can't do. You know, because there are some restrictions, and that's what the liberty is in Christ Jesus. I'm free to move about. Paul says all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient or helpful to me. I heard this, I know, so I want to give you, I don't know if I gave it to you before, but I'm going to give it to you today. And I probably did, but it just came back to my mind to give it to you. I heard this awesome woman of God speaking about yielding ourselves to the Lord. And sometimes you think you're alone in your struggles and in your temptations, because I love, let me just tell y'all, I'm free to say that now. Thank you, Pastor LaTanya Blake Allen. I just want to give a shout out. Thank you, thank you, thank you for releasing me. Amen. I love 70s music. I do. I like just what she said. I like the sound. I like the orchestration. I like the words. I mean, the orchestration was just, oh, my goodness, bass line in the 70s. Oh, they ain't got nothing like it now. I'm serious, nothing. And not because I'm old or getting older. They remixing and redoing the 70s because the bass line, the orchestration, everything was just on point. And she gave her story about driving and being tired, and she turned on the 70s music and, you know, had her, you know, and helped her, livened her up on the way home. The point she was making was, and like you said, we have liberty. There is no sin in listening to 70s music or whatever music you listen to. The sin is, or the problem becomes a part of our spirit and changes us. And she gave that analogy, and she told her story, and she said what she did was, because you are what you feed yourself. You are what you eat, naturally and spiritually. You are what you eat. You are what you feed yourself. She said she went and turned on her worship music until that was in her spirit was gone. And I know we don't think it's a big deal, it's a big thing, but it is. It is. It is. It's what we feed our spirit. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We are free to move about. We are free from restraint, from the restraint of sin. Freedom not to do what we want to do, but to live like we should in Christ Jesus. to live like we should in Christ Jesus. So whatever it is that we're doing, if it is consuming us so that we cannot live freely in Christ Jesus, then, you know, think about it. We need to change that. We need to change that. So that's verse 17. I just thought I would share that with you. Verse 18 says, "But we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed from the same image, changed into the same image, changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord is." Okay, so I found a version. I said Message Bible, but I'm looking now at the Amplified Bible. And it says, verse 18, "And we all with unveiled face continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord." Because we are changed into progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And so, you know, I know sometimes I was listening to a song today. It says, "You can do it." And I'm like, I like the song, but I really can't do that on my own. I need the Spirit of the Lord to help me to renew my mind. Song was wonderful, but I don't know, you know, "You can do it" part. They kept saying, "You can do it." And I'm saying, that's the problem. We really think we can do this on our own. We cannot do this on our own without the Spirit of the living God. So we are free to move about. We're free to move about. But, you know, make sure when we're moving about, because there are restrictions, make sure when we're moving about that it is the Lord. So it's the next level, the process. So four things I want to share with you. And I don't know if I shared it with you before. If I have, I'm doing it again. I'm sorry. I'm doing it again. There are four things I want to share with you from the third chapter, 16 through 18. 16 says, "Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away." The unveiled face, turn to the Lord. It talks about the first thing that we need to do in the process, going to the next level. The process is, the requirement is that we need to turn to the Lord. We need to repent and turn to the Lord. I have been, me personally, convicted. Even in ministry, yes, convicted, even in ministry, because, you know, we ask people to come up, we ask them to come up for prayer, and prayer is wonderful and everything. And then, you know, how many of us, and it is by the leading of the Lord, how many of us have ever asked, even when the people come up for prayer, altar call, or whatever, join the church, or however you want to say it, have asked them, have they accepted Jesus in the pardon of their sins? Have they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior? And I've been convicted of that. And maybe it's just for me. Maybe it's not for you. I'm just sharing for me. You know, because, you know, we have prayer and people come and they come to the altar. They come to join the church or whatever, be a part of the ministry or whatever. And really, we have not asked, and I'm just making a general statement, that people, have they accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior? When it shall turn to the Lord. Repentance is number one. Repentance is number one. Repent of your sins and be converted. Repent and be converted for the times of refreshing. That's in Acts. Repent and be converted. When Philip and the eunuch met, and he explained to him the gospel and baptism, the eunuch said, "Well, what's hindering me right now? There's water. I can be baptized right now." There was a change. He turned. So unveil face. We come to the Lord. Uncover the veil over your face. On the day of our salvation, when we turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. on the day of salvation. The veil is removed. The package, this is the definition of being uncovered. The package is opened. Our care closed. Our secrets are revealed. I told them Sunday, when you come to the Lord, everything is an open book. Everything. And when I was studying this on Sunday, the question came to me, so what are you trying to hide? Because there is nothing here from God, but we try to hide from the Lord all the dirty stuff. Let me just help you, because it's going to stress you out trying to hide from God. He already knows where you are. When Adam and Eve messed up in the Garden of Eden, and they listened to another voice instead of the voice of the Lord, and they listened to the voice of Satan, and God, the Bible says, the Lord, I love the scriptures, walked in the cool of the day. Oh, come on now. Walked in the cool of the day and asked the question, Adam, where are you? Now, you really think the Lord didn't know where Adam was? The question was asked because the fellowship was broken. Something happened and fellowship was broken. So where are you in your walk with the Lord? What are you hiding? What are you trying to hide? Because there is nothing that we can hide from God. Unveil face, turn to the Lord, free from sin, guilt, dominion, the law, death, hell, and the grave, free. So that's the first thing, the requirement. The second thing is, I told you, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The second thing is the result. Changed into the same image, same stamp, same image, same DNA, same mark. Oh, come on. That's what the image is. Same stamp. Same. It says into the same image of the Lord. But we all with open face, there it is, open face, unveiled face, as in a glass in the mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image. We're changed once we turn, see ourselves as God sees us. And then we just walk in that. I am learning, because I'm older too. I'm learning the wonderful, bless his name, the wonderfulness of God, that he really does love me just the way I am. I love you just the way you are. The song says, he loves me just the way I am. And he also wants me to change, progressive. God is progressive. God is progressive. The cloud by day and the fire by night, it moved. Those symbols of God's presence moved. And when the cloud moved, the people of Israel moved. And when the cloud stayed, they stayed. When the fire moved, they moved. And when the fire, you know, they moved. They moved when God moved. And he's progressive. He does love us just the way we are. But he also desires that we move and progress and grow into his image. Oh, my goodness. So the first thing is the requirement is you turn, repent. The second thing is that there is a result of our turning to him, is that we are changed into the image of Christ. It is an ongoing process. It is an ongoing process, progressively being transformed into his image, progressively being transformed into his image. Romans 12, we read that scripture. I'm telling you. 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ephesians tells us to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Our mind is a spirit, and it needs to be renewed. So, you know, back to me listening to 70s music. I'm just telling you. Ooh, I'm telling you. See, I get a whole just happy when I talk about 70s music. But it's not renewing my mind in Christ Jesus. It pleases the flesh. It just makes me happy. It pleases my flesh. That's what I grew up on. That's what I listen to. And it's just wonderful for my flesh. But it doesn't help me spiritually. It doesn't help me spiritually. So renewed. So one is the requirement turn. Two is the result. Changed into the image of Christ. It is an ongoing process produced by the Spirit of the living God. We cannot do this. That's why that song, You Can Do It. I'm going, okay, but I need Jesus to help me. And I know we said there are some things we need to do. You know, I have decided to follow Jesus. Even with that, I couldn't even make that decision on my own to follow him without his Spirit leading me and guiding me. I didn't make a decision on my own to follow Christ. I tried. I said, ooh, one day I said, I'm serious. One day I woke up, it was years ago, because I've been saved a minute. So years ago, I said, ooh, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that in my mind. But God hadn't touched my spirit or none of that. And I really tried. And one day my mom said, girl, what is wrong with you? Because I was trying on my own in my flesh to do it. And it is impossible to do it on our own. We need the Spirit of the living God. We really do. I know people say, well, it's people doing stuff. It's people doing things. They don't love God. Okay. Okay, only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. Okay, requirement turn. Second thing, the result, changed it to the image of Christ. Third, this is the one I really like. Third is recognition of the process. Oh, my goodness, do you recognize the process that you're going through? You got to recognize the process and not fight the process that you're going through. Recognize the process. Recognize it. Recognize where you are in God. And the Spirit of the Lord helps us to recognize where we are in him. Y'all help me, 347-989-0144. I didn't even take a break. I'm just talking. Listen, you know, you can help me. People say, well, I didn't know. I didn't. And you know, you can be so far out there, you know, things happen. Unless you're a sociopath or your conscience have been seared or something, and I could be wrong. Like I said, y'all help me. People say, well, I didn't know, you know, but the Bible just refutes that. You know, the scripture says even nature, oh my goodness, even by nature, we know it's a God. Oh, come on, Romans 1, even by nature. And the Bible says, oh, I love the scriptures. I just got to read it more and more. I love it. Even by nature, we know the things of God. And in Romans, it says, because we did not, we didn't worship the creator. We worshiped the creature, our flesh. Things went awry. But the moment we see in nature the things of God and recognize that he is God, the creator of all things, and we recognize the process that we're going through, things happen. I'm learning how to recognize the process. Praying for someone today, and I heard it in my spirit, it's only a test. It's only a test. You got to recognize the process. It's only a test. And you got to pass the test. It's only a test. So recognize the process. The more we spend time with Christ, the more we'll look to him. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Spiritual, I love this, spiritual assimilation. I'm somewhat a Trekkie and sci-fi buff. I used to be really. I'm not as much anymore. Sci-fi buff. And back in the day, I think it was Star Trek Next Generation or something, was the Borg. And they would just take over. They just take over and destroy everything and take over and assimilate. Help me, Holy Ghost. And assimilate the people that they captured. Right? Assimilate. And I was going, oh my goodness, assimilate. Listen, evil communication, corrupt good manners. That's assimilation. Whoever you hang out with. Okay. All right. I'm telling you, that's why I try to stay as close to the saints as I can, because I need help. And so we need to stay as close to Jesus as we can, because we need him. We need to look like him, walk like him, talk like him, be like him. Assimilation. And here's spiritual assimilation. So everything changes when we recognize the process and walk in it. Moral excellence, we now walk in moral excellence. It is communicable. Oh, come on now. It is communicable. It means it's transferable to other people. Transmitted to one another. It's progressive. We are progressively going. And for some of us, let me just say this. I told you I'm tricky. Resistance is futile. Let me just tell you, resistance is futile. For some of us, I told them at church, I have reached the point of no return. I can't go back. Cannot go back. Resistance for me is futile. I must do what the Lord tells me to do. So one, let me get to the points. One is the requirement is you turn. Two is the result. We are changed into the same image of Christ. It's an ongoing process. But listen, can I say this too? While I'm speaking with you guys, I got about 9 minutes. Some of us have been in the process a little long in some areas of our lives longer than we should have been. And I'm gonna just raise my hand. Yes, we have. It's a process. But some of us have been in some areas of our lives too long. Too long. I know the Lord dealt with me. Maybe it's just for me. Too long. Too long. Some things we should have crossed over and be out of by now. But we're there because, you know, even sometimes if we recognize the process, we don't want to do the process. Or, you know, flesh never wants to obey God, but recognize the process. And let me help all of us. Let's do it, okay? Number four, the realization that it is by the Spirit of the Lord, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, verse 18. It is the Spirit of God that saves and brings us to maturity in Christ. It is the Spirit of the Lord. In the Amplified Bible, it says, and we all with unveiled face, continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord, who is that Spirit. And glory is the presence, the overwhelming presence of God. Really, that's what it is. It's the weight of God. It's the presence of God in our lives. Can you imagine? And listen, let me tell you how good the transformation and the progression is. The progression is one day we're going to progress right on into his presence. We'll be like Enoch, some of us. Some of us are going to be like Enoch. We're going to be no more. All of us, you know, we're going to be no more somewhere. But, you know, some of us, no more. We're just going to be out of here. So it's progressive. So if we don't want to or want to, for the lack of a better phrase, or don't desire to be changed or transformed, we really don't desire to go to heaven, because the final transformation is our bodies. Come on now. Let's just shout right there. Our bodies will be changed from mortal to immortality in a twinkling of an eye. You know, just some words of encouragement. Seems like I've been saying this for a while now, this particular scripture and next level. But I believe the Lord desires that we go to the next level. And even if it's just for me, I'm sharing it with you because I'm excited about what God is saying in his word and what he desires for us to be. He desires for us to be the best we can in him. I can't do it on my own. I can't. And I know people say all these wonderful things and it sounds good. And, you know, they write songs about it and it sounds real good. But there is no one good but the Father. No one. No one. Jesus said it. I didn't say it. Jesus says there's no one good but the Father. So even on our best days, we still need Jesus. Just like on our worst days, we feel like we need him on our worst days. We'll pray and cry out to God. But when I'm doing well and everything is flowing and everything is on point, I still need Jesus. I still need him because no one is good but the Father. My best is just, you know, I still need him. I still need him. And it's not works. It's just recognizing that we need him. And I do what I do because I love him, because he loved me first. Let me say that. I do what I do because he loved me first. I do what I do because he loved me first. And can I say this? And I could be wrong. And like I said, you could call in. You got a few minutes, 347-989-0144. I feel like pastor. I feel like I owe, I owe him a debt. I owe him a debt. I owe him a debt. That's how I feel. And I know I'll never be able to repay him. I know that. I know that from the bottom of my heart. But everything that he has done for me, the Bible says to present your bodies a living sacrifice. And I do it because he loved me. He loves me. And he loved me when I was in my sin. The Bible in Ezekiel said when you were in your blood, he came and he picked me up and he washed me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He washed me. He cleaned me up. He made me whole. And it was him. And it's always him. And it's always going to be him. Heaven and earth pass away, but it is still the word. Jesus will still be here. His word will still stand. It's his word. It's his word. So I just felt I needed to encourage you. I felt that push to encourage you about going to the next level. Just turn it all over to Jesus. Place it all in his hands. And let's go to the next level together. We're going together anyway. I told you. We're going to all be transformed together in the twinkling of an eye. Okay, come on now. We're all going. So we might as well enjoy the ride while we're here. Yeah. We might as well enjoy the ride while we're here. Amen. 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 The Lord desires to transform our lives. Yes, he does. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you. And we magnify you and we glorify you. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise because you are the mighty God, the true and living God. You stand alone in your sovereignty. You stand alone in your holiness. You stand alone in your greatness and awesomeness. You stand alone. You are Lord of lords and King of kings. And we worship you and we honor you and we give you the glory and the praise. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that's listening right now and those that will listen. As we struggle to go to the next level, remind us that it is in you that we go. It is by your Spirit that we go to the next level. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We are free to move about, and we are also free to live as you told us to live in your word. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you for the freedom, for the liberty, for freedom from sin, freedom from the guilt and from the dominion of sin, from death, hell, and the grave, freedom from the murmurers and the complainers and the haters, freedom from depression and oppression and suppression, freedom from the hateful talk of the enemy. Lord, I thank you and I praise you that we are free in Christ Jesus, whom the Son has set free, is free indeed. And so, Father, I thank you and I praise you for setting us free today. We love you and we praise you for everything that you are doing in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Listen, you all be blessed today. Keep praying for me. I'm praying for you. I love you with the love of Jesus. And I want you to know that you are purpose for godliness. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Declaratively praised you. So I wait, expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody. Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again.
Today I heard you.
I heard you.